kind of a land formation here. In nearly all the other types, there's been a terrace on which the creatures sit, and along which they walk, and from which they go down, and to which they return. This chap, he's only got a very narrowish ledge on which he's sitting, and rocky. I see the distinct outcrop of a darkish kind of a rock. He's leaning back against an upper vertical face, which goes on high over above him. So there's some trees up there. Ah, yes. Some rocks. All the rocks seem to be rather dark in colour. Chaz had a thought. He suddenly looks to the left. His attention is attracted. He gets up. Some things interested him. Gets up. He goes to his left. There is a kind of, yes, there's a cave. Rightly or wrongly in the sight now, definitely, there is a, yes, there's a cave. No, you're saying there isn't, there is a cave. It's dark in there. He's, this is a family. This is another, there are others in there. There's been a squealing. There's been a noise which attracted his attention. I think of Young. Yes, I think so. Oh, there he is, now I see his face. He's manlike. He's manlike than ape-like. He has got a slight, I just caught him in profile. He has got a higher forehead, definitely. He's got a forehead. No, I'm glad I saw him in profile then. Yes. Yes, he goes in as one to deal with a squabble or something there in his family life. It's nothing much, though. He looks around. He walks about the cave. He goes across to the far side, sits down in the cave and watches. There's another ledge in there where he can. Yes.
I have to say that his consciousness, such as you can call it, is,
I should say, first of all, I'd say far more animal than man, and like 90% animal, 10%. What shall we say? How can I define that? Man.
Something in the expression of the face. Something in the expression of the eyes and in the formation round the eyes. The bridge of the nose and the forehead above it makes me think of man. Makes me look of man. Primitive, very, very primitive man, yes. Yes. If I knew nothing at all, I should have to pronounce this creature as nevertheless, a human being. So. Now, I have to repeat this. This being and this family lives in complete safety, as far as I can judge, and in peace. It's not under threat of any kind that I can see, and there's a kind of a security and a peacefulness about its life in this period of this man and in this time of his life. Neither do I see any memory forms of threat or danger or instinct, shall we say, of danger. There's a quick animal-like response to the unusual, so that it quickly looks from side to side as if to meet an emergency. Goodbye, there are a lot of monkeys about. Yes, I see some monkeys now. Just go off and just look at them a bit. They've got tails. They've got tails. They're swinging about amongst the trees. The countryside is treed. Oh, I see now. Yes, there are whole herds of families of monkeys in the trees, yes. They don't seem to interfere. There is one looking at them over at this man-like creature. Yes, they're smallish. Oh, how different. Yes, now I see. Yes, this is a far superior being. Mind you, the neck is very short indeed. Shoulders very hunched, But there is, I would say, if you ever find the skull, you will find an occipital foramen, something like man's, and the occipital curve towards the neck. Yes, I think so. Nevertheless, it carries its head further forward than man. It has muscles running up to the, from the shoulder muscles go up, and they're much bigger than ours, very much. Coarser and bigger muscles going up to the head, causing it slightly to carry its head forward. Finally, because I cannot help any further or find out very much more along this line, I can only just say this, that there is that same air of peacefulness that you get amongst wild animals, even where there are beasts of prey and their victims, a sort of extraordinary sense of peaceful quietude and absence of alarm. And I do not sense any ferocity in response to an alarm. But then I haven't seen an attack, you see. At the time, I've got him.
Yes, oh, there's a reptile.
But it's legged. Quadrupedal, very slow-moving, lizard-like reptile. How odd. It goes walking slowly along. Very rough. No. Rough skin. Oh, typical reptile. I won't describe it. Typical lizard. Not the little one so much, but a kind of reptile of lizard-like which has legs which keep the body up above the ground as it walks. Fairly long tail, as long as the distance from forelegs to hind legs. It's going along, it's harmless as far as animals are concerned, I gather. Turns its head from side to side. It's got some kind of a crest of skin and bone, I think, down the median line of the outside of the skull, running back to the neck, some kind of a reptile like that. It's contemporaneous with this creature that I've been describing. And it's in the Akash of the neighborhood. Yes.
Viewed of the owner
of this bone is a capacity for feeling pleasure and dimly knowing that it's pleased. Now, I'm not, as if they had a capacity for a mento-emotional smile. See, it's pleased with it's pleased, and it's happy, and it's contented. And it's not only those states in the animal, but you must add something psychologically that it's self-consciously so. I see the wrinkles at its eyes, at the sides of its eyes. That's all where the man-like properties come in. There. But I don't mean anatomically so much as in expression, formation of the part of the skull and its use of them as a thinker. There's where, if you looked at it closely, you'd say, oh, this has got human-like capacities, propensities.